Helmsman saw Tim on board, then took his accustomed place beneath the pole where the decaying boar's head had been. The crew took theirs. The food and water were handed in. The little leather case with the compass, if that was what it was, Tim had stowed in the widow's cotton sack. The foreshot went into his belt on his left hip, where it made a rough balance for the hand axe on his right side. There was a good deal of hiling back and forth, then tall man, who Tim believed was probably head man, although helmsman had done most of the communicating, approached. He stood on the bank and looked solemnly at Tim in the boat. Then he forked two fingers at his eyes. "Attend me." "I see you very well." And he did, although his eyes were growing heavy. He couldn't remember when he had last slept. Not last night, certainly. Headman shook his head, made the forked finger gesture again, with more emphasis this time, and deep in the recesses of Tim's mind, perhaps even in his soul, that tiny, shining splinter of Ka, he seemed to hear a whisper. For the first time, it occurred to him that it might not be his words that these swamp folk understood. "Watch?" Headman nodded. The others muttered agreement. There was no laughter or merriment in their faces now. They looked sorrowful and strangely childlike. "Watch for what?" Headman got down on his hands and knees and began turning in rapid circles. This time, instead of growls, he made a series of dog-like yipping sounds. Every now and then he stopped and raised his head in the northerly direction the device had pointed out, flaring his green-crusted nostrils as if scenting the air. At last he rose and looked at Tim questioningly. "All right," Tim said. He didn't know what Headman was trying to convey or why all of them now looked so downcast, but he would remember. And he would know what Headman was trying so hard to show him if he saw it. If he saw it, he might understand it. "Sai, do you hear my thoughts?" Headman nodded. They all nodded. "Then thee knows I am no gunslinger. I was but trying to spark my courage." Headman shook his head and smiled, as if this were of no account. He made the attend me gesture again, then clapped his arms around his sore-ridden torso and began an exaggerated shivering. The others, even the seated crew members on the boat, copied him. After a little of this, Headman fell over on the ground, which squelched under his weight. The others copied this, too. Tim stared at this litter of bodies, astonished. At last, Headman stood up, looked into Tim's eyes. The look asked if Tim understood, and Tim was terribly afraid he did. "Are you saying..." He found he couldn't finish, at least not aloud. It was too terrible. "Are you saying you're all going to die?" Slowly, while looking gravely into his eyes, yet smiling a little just the same, Headman nodded. Then Tim proved conclusively that he was no gunslinger. He began to cry.